last time.
You know, if you want to catch a rat, you have to set a trap.
Will Mary Ellen solve the mystery of the disappearing cigarettes? Will NWPB's pledge drive be saved? Find out now on Smokescreen.
The day seemed to drag on until I could get back down to the trap that I had set. The cigarette was still there. Excellent. Now we wait. Someone's there. I could see a shadowy figure as I peered around the corner. Slinking down the hall, they stopped in front of the portrait. That's our culprit. Stop right there. They turned tail and I started after them. As I rounded one last corner, it was just me, them, and the dead end. There was something familiar about them, with a tracksuit on and the hood pulled up over a baseball cap.
Here, just take it back.
I knew that voice. I knew that voice well. Anissa, is that you?
Yes.
Why are you stealing Murrow's cigarettes?
He told me I had to. He said that if I wanted a letter of recommendation, I had to keep the cigarettes off Murrow's portrait.
That hit me like a ton of bricks. I knew who she was talking about. And tomorrow, I'll have my man. I know it's you, Dean. I know you're the one who sent Anissa to take Murrow's cigarettes. She told me everything. The dean sat back in his chair and his eyes narrowed.
So, you finally figured it out.
Why would you do it, Bruce? You know just as much as anybody that that cigarette has to stay put.
This is a nicotine-free campus. Those things may have given Murrow cancer. These students shouldn't be getting the idea that using nicotine is cool. And vaping. I'm so sick of walking through a cloud of watermelon blue raspberry fog. I'm afraid Big Tobacco has a chokehold on these students. We have to set an example.
That may be true, Dean, but it's pledge drive. It's the start of a new semester. We gotta keep Murrow happy. And as I turned to leave his office, he yelled at me.
You know I'm right. You know you can't keep Murrow happy with cigarettes forever.
I looked over my shoulder as I was leaving. I'll do what I have to do. Standing in front of Murrow's portrait, I pulled out a cigarette from my purse. I think you'll be able to rest easy now, Murrow. But there was something tugging at me. The dean was right. We shouldn't be supporting the use of harmful tobacco products. Maybe we need to kick this nasty habit. What do you think, Murrow? I asked his portrait. His stern gaze met mine. It was saying that quitting is hard, and he shouldn't have to after all these years. Yeah, I know it's hard, but we can do hard things. I threw the whole box into the trash, and I pulled out two pieces of gum. Wintergreen. One for me, and one for you. Hang in there, old friend.
With the mystery solved, and Murrow's ghost placated for now, it's time to focus on NWPB's pledge drive.